If everyone could bow their heads, please. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your many blessings. Our prayer today is that you guide us through this day, give us strength for today. Lord, and may everything that is done today give you glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Captain Jay Hastings with the Bartlesville Police Department. Currently, I'm serving as an interim chief. We want to welcome you all to the annual Police Officer Memorial Service. Each year, we gather to honor those local law enforcement officers who gave their lives in the line of duty. Whether you're a first-year officer or a seasoned veteran, all enforcement, law enforcement families experience and understand the sacrifices made each day. A police officer's goal when serving his or her community is to make it a better place for all of us to live. I want to personally thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters who pin on the badge. You're doing an awesome job. On behalf of the Bartlesville Police Department, thank you for sharing your time with us today. To honor those law enforcement officers, especially those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. It's my pleasure today to introduce our speaker. In 1982, Clayton Johnson joined the Ponca City Police Department as a reserve police officer. In October 1986, he was hired as a full-time police officer for the department. During his police career, he worked in the patrol and detective divisions and promoted through the ranks of the agency. On November 1st, 2002, he was appointed police chief for Ponca City. He served in that position until retirement in August of 2011. August 2011, Clayton Johnson was appointed by President Obama to serve as United States Marshal for the Northern District of Oklahoma. Marshal Johnson was one of seven incumbent U.S. Marshals retained by President Trump. And he continues to serve President Biden in his role. Marshal Johnson holds an associate degree from Northern Oklahoma College, a BA and master's degrees in criminal justice management from the University of Central Oklahoma. He graduated the FBI National Academy and completed the program for senior executive in state local government at Harvard University. Marshal Johnson served as a CLEAT council member from 1999 to 2011. He served as chairman from 2003 to 2009. Marshal Johnson was inducted into the Oklahoma Law Enforcement Hall of Fame in 2012. He was honored by the Northern Oklahoma College as a distinguished alumni in 2014. Please welcome Clayton Johnson.
It is a true honor to be asked to speak at a memorial service. Recently, I've had the pleasure of speaking at several events, but this one is the most special and most humbling of those opportunities. In preparing my remarks for today, one theme kept on coming to mind, and that is of sacrifice, sacrifice of all kinds. At events such as these, we honor and remember members of the law enforcement community, officers, deputies, troopers, and agents who have been killed in the line of duty, and they're not to be forgotten. They're to be honored and remembered. In addition to these honored dead, I ask you to remember that the law enforcement community is much broader than those who carry a badge and a gun. This community, our community, includes our dispatchers, our detention officers, administrative staff, and of course our families. Our losses are greater than those who have been killed in a violent encounter. The entire community makes sacrifices. Commonly overlooked things such as irregular schedules cause families to be separated at the holidays. Shift work goes hand in hand with poor diets that takes a toll on our physical health. The exposure to trauma of critical incidents zaps both our physical and our mental strength. The portrayal of law enforcement in the media coupled with the fear now of prosecution, have made an already stressful environment even worse. These and other factors contribute to alcoholism, divorce, suicides, and heart attacks, and all our sacrifices across our law enforcement family. In addition to remembering and honoring our officers who have had their lives taken in the line of duty, I ask that you also remember those who have made sacrifices in the name of public safety. The question each of us must ask is this: is the sacrifice worth the cost? If it's my loved one, my colleague, my friend, my answer might be no. The answer, though, for the United States, for the American society, though, is yes. Sacrifice is needed to protect our people, our freedoms, our cities, states, and the nation. In 1968, Dr. Ken Keith published a short piece called Anyway, The Paradoxical Commandments. And this is what he wrote: people are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you'll win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness will make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but they may attack you if you help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have, and you'll be kicked in the teeth. But give the world the best you have anyway. I'd like to close with one last reminder. This is from Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God.
We will now read the officers' names who paid the ultimate sacrifice in Washington County. November 16th, 1907, U.S. Marshal George Williams. February 15th, 1911, Constable Harrison Jones. September 19th, 1912, Bureau of Indian Affairs Officer Robert Bowman. January 4th, 1915, Bartlesville Police Officer William Butler. April 27th, 1915, Dewey Police Officer James Gibson.
August 11th, 1918, Dewey Police Chief Walter Mull. June 22nd, 1922, Oshawata City Marshal William Lockett. November 11th, 1922, Dewey Police Officer Herbert Marlowe. October 25th, 1924, Oshawata City Marshal William Ellis. December 30th, 1935, Bartlesville Police Officer Henry Cobb.
October 8th, 1939, Ramona City Marshal William Clark. October 16th, 1903, Bartlesville Police Officer Isaac Lincoln Hicks. July 27th, 2010, Bartlesville Police K-9 Officer Cooper. March 25th, 2021, Washington County Sheriff's Office Deputy Corporal Kyle Davis.
Thank you. an honor guard. Present arm.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you once again this afternoon. Lord, I thank you for those that have given their life in service of their community. And our prayer today is that you would bring comfort to their families, to their loved ones, to their communities that remember and mark this day. And so we, as you are the one who gives us comfort, I pray that we would be comforted in that. That you'd help us as we endeavor to comfort one another. And help us to never forget the sacrifices that have been made on our behalf by those that have gone before. Lord, you know that there are those here that are dealing with the very loss of those things and the very feelings of that, the emotions of that, and others that are dealing with things that no one else here knows of. But we pray that you would bring comfort, that you would bring peace to each and every one. It is my honest prayer and sincere desire that we would never have to add another name to this list. So we pray that that would be the case. We ask that you would continue to give peace, that you would continue to give comfort, that you would continue to give safety as each of our officers here and around the state and around the country, Lord, around the world, as they put the badge on and they go out and they do the job to protect their community. We'll be good to give you the honor and the glory for it. In your name I pray, amen and amen.
As we come to the end of the 2023 Peace Officers Memorial Service, I would like to thank each person that's been here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for taking your valuable time out to be with us. It is greatly appreciated. I would also like to thank every officer that's here and their families, husbands, wives, spouses, children, aunts, uncles. Thank you for your service of supporting your law enforcement officer and your law enforcement family. Thank you for stepping up, being courageous, being calm in the storm, and being the thin blue line between good and evil, and for holding that line. As you face the task before you, face it knowing that the majority of the citizens we serve in this community and across the nation support us every day. To those families who have lost an officer, we thank you for letting them protect us and serve us, and thank you for their dedication and their life. Thank you for attending, and may God bless you. This concludes the Peace Officer Memorial Service. Thank you. You are dismissed.
Thank you.
Blake, we appreciate it as always.
How are you?
Good, Andrew. How are you?